The Justice Department is consolidating and upgrading its six accounting systems to one unified financial management system. Cynthia Schneider's the acting Inspector General at Justice here to talk about how that process is going. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to do it, General. Talk about the status of the upgrade and what you're seeing as this 6-to-1 effort rolls on.
Well, it's a process that's been ongoing for some time at the department. They started back in 2002 and planned on consolidating seven different components across the department using six different systems into one called the Unified Financial Management System. But they've had to actually revise that more recently, readjust their estimates, and now the long-term plan is only to bring that system into place for four components, leaving the others, they've consolidated them down to another older system. So they're going to have four on the new upgraded system, and they're going to leave three of them on an older system.
Will those systems be able to talk to each other?
No, they don't. I think what we have commented over the years as we've been following this, that it would be good to have one integrated system that could talk to itself across the components. Now the department often has to rely on more legwork, pulling paperwork, because the systems can't talk to each other. So while it's good they're going to be down to two systems, I think the preferable goal in the long run would be to have them on one system.
What is the holdup, or what caused that change in plans? Is it money? Is it logistics, or a combination?
It's primarily a budget. When they initially planned this project in 2002, the initial estimate was $357 million over 8 years. In 2010, they revised that estimate to say it would cost $1 billion and it would take 11 years from inception, 11 years from 2002. When OMB started looking at some of these high-cost IT projects recently in 2011, this year they've scaled it back so that now the budget is $851 million, so it's down from a $190 million reduction from $1 billion. But, however, at the same time, they've reduced the scope of work. So instead of seven components, it's four.
Mm-hmm. One element of this is commercial off-the-shelf software. Is that proving to be a benefit, a plus or minus for this process?
Well, they are using a commercial off-the-shelf software, which is then being, you know, implemented by a contractor. And I think it's you know, we think it's a good product. It's good that the department is using moving to the UFMS, but I think it has been costly. And we identified ways in which it could better control some of its costs if it's switched to a contracting mechanism of using firm fixed price contracting rather than the time and materials methodology that it's using now.
Mm-hmm. The whole idea of COTS has some agencies queasy more than anything, I think, just because it's not how they're used to doing it. They're used to starting from scratch with a waterfall program that takes 500 years and costs $1 billion. And some agency people have commented to me that COTS almost seems too easy because it's pretty much most of the way done, and it's customized to fit. Have you run into any resistance, or was there any initially at Justice about trying to use a solution like this?
No, I don't think there's resistance to the concept. I think there's been difficulty in implementation, and they've started implementing in the components that had the most modern systems, and we're now moving forward with some of the more antiquated systems. I think they have some challenges ahead, but the systems they were using definitely needed an update. I think the department is open to this. I think it's just a very large project that they've had to break down into pieces to try and do over time and hold down the cost rather than the large project that they initially envisioned. One unified project back in 2002.
Have you made any specific recommendations about dealing with some of those older legacy systems and trying to get them on board the new operation?
Well, one of the things the department has done, which we say that they should keep doing, is they've tried to standardize their business processes that they're using across the department. They had many different forms and things that were used by the different components, so they're standardizing that. And again, we've made some recommendations about the type of contracting methodology to use to try and control costs. And we do think that we understand, we don't fault them for having to slow the project down and break it into pieces, but we do continue to support the concept of a unified financial management system, the long-term goal being to have one system for the entire department.
Do you have a sense or a way to estimate how far along this process is?
Well, again, they've just revised their estimates in this year, and so now the estimate is that in 2014, the four components that they've targeted to bring on board will be on board at that point. So if it goes smoothly, if that's difficult to say, though, they should have four components on board by 2014. However, if they want to continue with the remaining three components, then that will require additional funding. And as we know, in these times, that's sometimes difficult to do.
Yeah, the reason I ask that is because thinking about what Vivek Kundra's been talking about over the last couple of weeks about moving back office systems like financial management to the cloud, that adds another wrinkle to this. And I wonder if there's potential for that to cause somebody to say, well, wait a minute, why don't we try it this way and maybe potentially add some delays while those possibilities are assessed and so on.
That is one of the things that the department will be looking at. I think it's too early for us. You know, the department hasn't made any plans yet as to what in the department is going to move to the cloud, and so we in the Inspector General's office can't really comment on where the department's at with that.
General Schneider, I appreciate your time to talk about this today. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Cynthia Schneider is the Acting Inspector General at the Department of Justice on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You can learn more about the Unified Financial Management System and how Justice is implementing it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.